News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Now, there is a suggestion that we may end up with a tourist tax of €5 to be charged at Dublin hotels, putting them on par with hotels in Venice. That's according to an evaluation done by Dublin City Council. Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin's North Inner City, joins us now. Janet, is this a good idea?
Yeah, well, we've been pushing for a hotel bed tax and a tourist tax for Dublin for quite a long time. Dublin is the port of entry for almost every tourist for Dublin, and a huge amount of additional resources go into trying to keep the city clean, safe, looking well. And this is, more than anything, the issue that keeps coming up when tourists have anything critical to say about Dublin, which is that it doesn't always feel safe, it doesn't always feel as clean as it should be. That's the role of the city council. And if we want that to be the best it can be, we need to be investing in the city council. And that shouldn't just be coming from Dubliners itself. It should also be coming from the people who are coming to enjoy, spend their money and be part of the city. It's very, very common in other cities around Europe at the moment. So many cities are either have one or are moving towards a hotel bed tax. So you mentioned €5. That would be in Dublin at the moment. If we were thinking of €5, it would literally be for the highest end five-star hotels, and then as low as €1 for a budget hotel. So it would be a rate that would be variable according to the level of accommodation you're staying in. And I think any of us who have paid the tax in other cities we visited would say it's not something that impacts on the our enjoyment of our stay there. But it is good to see cities that are well run, well maintained, and that's something that we want everybody to be able to say about Dublin when they visit.
Issue, Janet, because undoubtedly any hotel will have looked at their pricing and they will have it squeezed to the absolute maximum. So even if it isn't a big hike, it's still a hike beyond what the hotel thinks is the maximum that they can realistically charge. Will that make people look at foreign stays? Will it make us look less competitive when compared to our European neighbours?
I think, you know, when you look at a €12 pint in Temple Bar over the last number this week that tourists have absolutely flocked to pay, you could say a €1 city charge that allows us to maintain what are incredible public free amenities, again, not just for tourists, but for everybody in Dublin in terms of our public space, our public artwork, our galleries, our parks, you know, all the things that everybody enjoys that are free amenities for the city. A €1 contribution per night is really paltry compared to the price gouging we see in a lot of elements of the tourist industry, and people in general happily pay because they are having a great time and they are enjoying the best of Dublin. So that's what we want people to continue to do, and this is really a very small tokenistic charge compared to what you will see in other parts of the tourist industry at the moment, but it will make a big difference. It would bring in an extra 12.5 million if we did €1 a night charge for the city. That would hire, for example, 250 extra street cleaners every year. And you can imagine how much of a difference that would make to all of our experience of living in Dublin when it is regularly very frustrating to see how poorly kept the city is. But we know that when it comes to things like St. Patrick's Parade and St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday, the city looked fantastic leading up to it. And it looked fantastic, in fairness, by Wednesday morning when we were all going back to work again. The half a million people who descended into the city, who'd had the time of their lives, were barely visible because of the amount of work that goes in from the city council to bring the city back to life again.
Indeed.
And I think that warrants an acknowledgement through a very small charge.
A tribute to the hard work done by those out cleaning up thereafter from the city council. Janet, thank you very much. Janet Horner, Green Party councillor for Dublin's North Inner City. Still.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.